Okay, so we're on Daf Tet Vav tonight. So tonight we begin to get into the sugyas with Avelus, or the dealing with mourning. So I'll begin where we left off last night, which was around six lines down on Tet Vav 15a, around six lines down, where it says Avel. So so it says Avel Chayab Atipet Rosh. So an Avel is Atipet Rosh, they would wrap their heads. We don't do this anymore. I'll explain shortly. But an Avel is Chayab Atipet Rosh, meaning the commonly Rachman of the Yechezkel. Because Hashem says to Yechezkel, "Lo tatel safam." So Yechezkel, Hashem says, you know, your wife is going to die. You're going to suffer a terrible loss. But I don't want you to do avelos like other people do avelos. So in saying that, "Lo tatel safam," you shouldn't wrap your head till the mouth. You shouldn't do. You should not do that. Mechal d'kuliyam chayvi. So it sounds like everybody else is chayv. Now. When it comes to Atipat HaRosh, so the Rama brings down, we Ashkenazim don't do this anymore. And he says the Shach brings down that it would lead to Chucha V'tlud, like our workers, everybody would make fun of us, and the purpose is to have like a Velus. So we don't do this anymore. Although they say, he says that you should like take your hat and lower it down a little bit, but otherwise we don't do this Atipat HaRosh. I don't think Sfarim do it either, right? Okay, let's see further back on the Gemara. So on Dev Tipav and welcome the Ruth. So we're the first word online is Menuda. So each time the Gemara is going to take up three categories, which is an Avel. A Menuda is somebody who's been placed in excommunication, and a Mitzora. All the three people are sort of like on the outs. And so we're going to say, what is the halacha by each one of those three? So Menuda Mahu Batifet Rosh. What's the halacha with wrapping the head by a Menuda, a person who has been in excommunication? So Amar of Yosef Tashma. So Yosef says, we'll bring a raya from the following Bryce, so from the following Mishnah. And this we had in Masechet Tanit, which should be refreshed through Daf Yomi people. So if you remember, it says that there's a series of 13 fasts if there's no rain. Eventually you get to 13 fasts. And then after the 13th fast, so the Talmid HaKhamim, Behemet Arfim Yoshim Kimenudim Uchavelim. The Talmid HaKhamim sit with their heads wrapped and sitting like Menudim, like people who were excommunicated, Uchavelim, and mourners, till they have rachnim, you know, mercy on them from the shemayim. So the fact that the Tana of the Mishnah says they're mit ateif and they're like menudim sounds like presumably a menuda would be ituf. That's Rav Yosef's proof from the Mishnah. So Amar Le Abayis, Abayis is Rav Yosef. We know by was the Talmud of Rav Yosef. He says, let's do mask again, by the way. I forgot. Let me put my mask on. 1 second. So Amar Le Abaye, Dilma Menuda L'Shamayim Shani. So Abaye says maybe Menuda L'Shamayim is different. In other words, there's different types of Menuda. In other words, the Bezin down here can put you in Nidui, but Min HaShamayim they can put you in Nidui. It means if they don't like you in Shamayim, like you're in, like Menuda. So the fact you're not getting rain after 13 fasts doesn't sound like you're in good shape vis-a-vis the Shamayim. So the fact that Dilma Menuda L'Shamayim Shani, Dechamir, you know, perhaps that Rai is not so muchrach. You know, you're right. They have to do ituf, but maybe that type of nidui is different than the earthly nidui. In other words, that's menuda the shemayim, so they have to do ituf. Maybe menuda here does not. So the Gemara does not resolve that. So we'll keep that in mind. It'll come up in a little bit. We'll see a sneer in the Gemara. Now, let me just do a few more lines, then I'll pause. What? Yeah, mitzorah ma'obatif rosh. So the third category again. So each time we're going to go through a number of different prohibitions. We're going to do Avel, Menuda, Mitzora. Avel, Menuda, Mitzora. Avel, Menuda, Mitzora. So the Gemara says, Mitzora ma'o ba'atipat rosh. Is the Mitzora, is he chayev and atipat rosh wrapping his head? So Tashma, v'al safam yateh. So the Pasuk says, v'al safam yateh, that they have to wrap themselves to their mouth. V'chlal shechayev ba'atipat rosh. Shmamina. That's pretty mefurash. So Shmamina, that indeed they're chayev and atipat rosh. So again, let's just summarize what we did. So we spoke about that it's in atipat rosh by an avel, and we said today we don't do this anymore. And then we said, what about by the menuda? So there we're not 100% sure what the menuda would be, but the mesorah is also chayev atipat rosh. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, let me keep moving. So we're around five lines above where it gets wide onto Bava Madala. So avel asur laniach tefillin. So an Avel is not allowed to put on tefillin. Again, we keep coming back to the psukim by Yechezkel, just to repeat for the people who came in late, that Hashem says to Yechezkel, your wife is going to die, but I don't want you to sit Avelos like other people do Avelos. So Hashem says to Yechezkel, Your pe'er, your glory, which Chazal in the sin is tefillin, you want you to wear that. So it sounds like everybody else doesn't wear tefillin. And it really comes out that it doesn't mean for all 7 days. It means the first day, if the Yom HaMita, Yom HaKippur is the same day, so then the Avel doesn't put on tefillin that day. But otherwise, see, here's a little tricky in halacha. In other words, typically, it's kind of rare that you have Yom HaMita and Yom HaKippur to be the same in our society, that the person dies and is buried the same day. That's, I think, very unusual. It doesn't typically occur. At best, dies one day and buried the next day. That's more typical. So that being the case, now, an Avel is in a state of aninus till the Kippura. So till the Kippura, he's not chayav a mitzvot. But then when he comes back from the Beis HaKfarot, so he should put on tefillin, I think like in a private room is what they say. You should put on tefillin when you come back from the Beit HaKfarot and on that first day. And because, in other words, you're only patur if it's Yom HaMita Yom HaKippur on the same day. But if it's not Yom HaMita Yom HaKippur, so then I think a lot of posts can say you are chayav in tefillin, but you're not chayav until you bury the person. What's up? Looking strange for her. What's up?
No, do you put on tefillin and daven? Do you do tashlumen?
No. In other words, typically, the kippur will be in the morning, so you're patur from shacharis. That's a zero. Then you come back, and then let's say it's the afternoon or whatever. So you go into your room, you put on tefillin. And then the next minion you'll have mincha, whatever.
Why the tefillin, not the chakras?
Zman chakras is passed already. In other words,
you won't get the schar of the zman, but you'll get the schar of the tefillah.
No, that's assuming you're back by 12 o'clock. I never heard of any alvaya where you're back by 12 o'clock. In other words, it's a whole day affair. In other words, like even if you have a levaya at 9 o'clock, you go to the cemetery, you bury this, that, the other. I mean, Lui Yatsur, it would come out that you did get back before Chatzot. So, but even there, I have to look into it because the Matthias says you were Patzer from Shacharis at the Zman of Shacharis. Now it's already late in the game. I don't know about Shacharis, but I would put on tefillin. Okay? All right, let's go further. Now, and again, that's assuming that the Yom HaMita and Yom HaKippur are not the same day. If Yom HaMita and Yom HaKippur are the same day, then you are indeed Patur from tefillin. Okay, now let's see back in the Gemara. So, now the Gemara says, Menudamahu b'tefillin. So what's the din of a person's a nidui? Is he chayav in tefillin? It's interesting because a person could be a nidui. See, by the Avelis, we're talking about one day. But in Menuda, you could be weeks or months in nidui. So mahu b'tefillin, and the Gemara says, take, but the Gemara is not able to resolve that. That's sort of an interesting idea. Then the Gemara says, Mitzora mahu b'tfilin. What's the din with Mitzora with wearing tefillin? So Tashma, at least you have to be a little patient with this, Raya. So Tashma, Vahatsaru Rabo Kohen Gadol. So it says, the Pasuk says, Vahatsaru Ashibo Anega, Vigadavu Frumim Roshoya Faruah, Vahasafam Yateh. So the Tsarua, who has the Nega, so Vigadavu Frumim, his garments should be rent. In other words, he has to rip the garments. Roshoya farua, and his head, exposed. So we'll have to figure out what this all means. So Tashma Vahatsarua, the Rabo Kohen Gadol. So Vahatsarua, the Gemara takes it, we had this yesterday, is the superfluous word, because it's talking about Saras, Saras, Saras already. We know it's talking about the Tsarua. So it says, that's to teach me that Kohen Gadol is also Chayav in the Dinim of Saras. Then Bigadav Yufrumim, his garments should be rent, Shumakurayim, there was Sarisin and Begadim, as we would say, like ripped garments. He says, "V'roshoya farua, his head should be exposed." Ein priya elagidul seyar divri Reb Lezer. So, according to Tan Reb Lezer, priya means that he grows his hair. In other words, he can't cut his hair. Rabbi Akiva Omer, we want to focus on Rabbi Akiva here, obviously. Rabbi Akiva Omer, nimra havaya brosh, nimra havaya beged. So it says, "Bigadav yu is a havaya. Bigadav yu from him, his garments should be ripped." Rosho Yefarua, and his head will be exposed. He says, Ma Havaya Amur Bebeged, just like Havaya with Beged, Davar Shechutz Migupo, that refers to an object which is extraneous to his body. In other words, the garments are not part of the body. Af Havaya Brosh Davar Shechutz Migupo. So the Gemara says, the Havaya by Gupo, Rosho Yefarua, is not talking about anything in the body. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. So the Gemara interprets Rabbi Akiva, my love, a tefillin. Is it not that the Pasuk, according to Rabbi Akiva, is talking about tefillin, meaning his head will be exposed. He won't be wearing the tefillin on his head. In other words, he won't be wearing tefillin. So if that's the case, then we have a raya that a mitzvah would not wear tefillin. So Amara Papa lo akumtav sudra. So Rabbi Papa says not necessarily the case. I could say Rabbi Kiva is talking about akumtav sudra, like a hat and a turban. You know, in Eretz Israel, you know, now they have this kumta ceremony when you're in the army, whatever. You get the beret. It's the kumta. Anyway, so he says. So the raya that we were trying to bring from the braisa within the feet of Rabbi Akiva is not mukhrachat. It's not so clear that that is the case. So we were not able to figure this out. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did. Right? So the first thing we had was a kippah rosh. Second thing we had was the avel with tefillin. So we said the avel is not chayiv in tefillin. We said the menuda we're not sure. And the mitzvah also ends up, we're not sure, with mitzvah. Okay, whose questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? All right. So for the people who just came in, we're on the fourth wide line on Tet Vav Manal. Moikatan 15a, the fourth wide line. Okay, now, Avel Asur B'Shilat Shalom. This is an applicable halakha. The Avel is the Asur B'Shilat Shalom. Means people shouldn't greet him and he shouldn't greet other people. In other words, certainly to say Shalom Aleichem is wrong by an avil. So, he should not be saying, I think, Shalom Aleichem to people. And, you know, this comes up most, poignantly at Kiddush Levana. You know, so if you have an avil there, you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to the avil. And the way I recall it, it's Avelis for parents that's for 12 months. You shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to him. I think he might be able to say Shalom like the three people. I can't remember about him, but people should not greet him. Let's take a look further in the Gemara. Avelis for B'Shilat Shalom. The commonly Rachman of Yechezkel. So these are the same psukim by Yechezkel. Hashem says Yechezkel, grieve silently. So silently, we take it that's a semen that you shouldn't have Shila Shalom. So the Gemara says, Menudimo, say again what? Yeah, in other words, there's an exception. Right. So in other words, but the other ones, it's saying you have a more lenient deal. Here, you don't have a more lenient deal. Here, this you do have like regular availus, like everybody else. He says, Menudimo, Shila Shalom. You know what? Well, let me talk about this halakha in a second, okay? So no menuda ma'o b'sheila shalom. What's the din with the menuda with sheila shalom? If he's an excommunication, we have sheila shalom. The amar of Yosef Tashma. So if Yosef tries to bring a raya, so again we're going back. If you see, it's eichet eichen for you on the side. We're going back to the dinim by a tanit tzibur. U'v'sheila shalom shemin adam lachaveiro v'nei adam anizufim l'makom. It's describing the posture. You know the people after all the fasts, so and they haven't been answered with their fasts and no rain, so they have to. So they're cutting back on Shilat Shalom Shemidah Lachaveiro, Kinei Adam and Nizufim Lamakom, like people who are Nazuf is like rebuke, like in Nidui. So that's the proof we want to say that a Menuda is not allowed to Shilat Shalom. In other words, if you're in a situation like this with no rain, so you're like somebody who's in Nidui and you shouldn't engage the Shilat Shalom. So that's the raya we want to do. So Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye says to his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, Dilma Menudah L'Shamayim Shani D'Chamir. Maybe that's not Mufrach. Maybe Menudah L'Shamayim is worse because that's more Hamur. That's essentially what we said before by Atif Arosh. So here we're told that Menudah L'Makom might be worse. Okay, now the Gemara says, and this is kind of like again. So it's Avil Menudah Mitzora. Avil Menudah Mitzora. So again, we're dealing with Shilat Shalom. So the Gemara says Mitzora Ma'o B'Shelat Shalom. What's the din of Mitzora B'Shelat Shalom? So Tashma B'Al Safam Yateh. So he quotes the Pasuk that the Mitzora Al Safam Yateh should be veiled to his lips. But here the Gemara has a drasha, is a braisa. Two sips of Tam and Duba Kod Zubazu. That his lips, there's a different drasha, that his lips should be like glued to one another. Shiyehei Kimenuda Ucha Aveil. That he should be like a person who's a nidui and avelus, basur b'shilat shalom. He's proven b'shilat shalom, shema mina. So the Gemara says, So from here, we can extrapolate, we see Mefurash, that the Metzorah is not allowed B'Shilat Shalom. As the Brisa says, it's a drasha on the words, V'al Safam Yateh. So here, like Safam is like the lips, but it's who somebody says something. Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. So look at Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth Tosfos. Yusuf Tamaduba Kot, Tosfos says, like Yosef was saying, La'el Darshini Minei Atipat Arosh. So above, we learned that the Metzorah is Chayv and Atipat Arosh. The Shema Turbayu Mashma, you can say it's Mashma both ways. He says, in other words, close the lips, the lips are closed. Inami, Yatip Safam, look Yip Safa. Tosfos says, it could say, Yal Safa Yateh. In other words, it should be veiled to the lips. But it says, Val Safam Yateh. So you want to say that it's the drasha that the lips should be like sealed. Now, but let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, but now you told me about this din by Metzora, and if shot me now the Menuda. From that same Brisa, we can extrapolate from Menuda. It says the Metzora, his lips are sealed, even if he can't get his Shalom. He's like the Menuda, like the Abel. So the Abel is asked for Shalom. So now I know the answer from Menuda. I didn't know the answer from Menuda. Now I know the Menuda. So Amar Acha Bar Pinchas Mishmei Rav Yosef. Rav Acha Bar Pinchas says the name Rav Yosef. So again, the Rav Yosef is the one who brought this raya, and Abai asked him the question. He says, "No. Remember, then Abai shlug. Remember, Abai. In other words, or so he says. I'm sorry. It was Rav Yosef tried to bring a raya with by the Menuda, and then Abai shlug it up." And then the Gemara brought this thing by Metzora. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Pinchas Mishmei Rav Yosef. Rav Acha Pinchas says the name of Yosef. Mikatani Sha'asur. In other words, if you look at the words of the Braisa, it says, Shehu Sipsam Nu Bekom Sibazu, Sheikim Nu Chabel, the Asur B'Shilat Shalom. It doesn't say Sha'asur B'Shilat Shalom. And it was Ibn Sha'asur B'Shilat Shalom. You're like Menu Nabel. That's prohibited in Shalat Shalom. They're prohibited and you're prohibited. He says, what does it mean? Sheikim Nu Chabel Katani. It says he should be like Menuda Avel, the Miliach Reniata. And there's by other things, by other dinim, he's like the Menuda and the Avel. Like there's a whole bunch of different dinim. But he says, but Astronami B'Shelet Shalom. He's also Pribanasila in Shelet Shalom. So again, so the Gemara said, what's the din by the Mitzorah with Shelet Shalom? So the Gemara answered that he's prohibited in Shelet Shalom. And then the Braisa said, that he has to be like the Menuda and the Avel, but Asur B'Shilat Shalom. So that sounds like the Menuda Avel or Asur B'Shilat Shalom. Avel is definitely Asur B'Shilat Shalom. The Gemara says, no. The Pshat and the Brayz doesn't say Sha Asur B'Shilat Shalom. It's Ki Menuda Ka Avel. It was like the Menuda and Avel by other dinim. There are other dinim by the Menuda and Avel, and in addition to which, for Asur B'Shilat Shalom, he's proven Asur B'Shilat Shalom. So the Menuda, we still don't know what's doing with that. So he says, okay. All right. Now, you know, Yosef, are you in the mood to get me a sefer? No, I want you to get me Yoridei Chelek Gimel. You're nearby. That's good work. Good work, Yosef. You got any better?
How many people are you in the base medrash tonight?
Me and Yosef. More on Zoom tonight than.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. I just want to take a look at this din of Shilat Shalom. Give me one second. Let's take a look. Shinpei Aleph. Shinpei Hei. One second. What sounds like this? Okay. Let's see what Shinpei Hei. Okay, yeah. So it's in Shinpei Hei in Yoridea. So, one second. Yeah, so the Mechaber says like this. Al Avi V'Imo, Shoel B'Shlom Acherim Achar Shiva. So I didn't say 100% correct. So he says, if the mourning is for the parents, after 7 days, He the Avel can ask about how other people are doing. But other people can't say Shalom Aleichem to him till the expiration of 12 months. So there's an Isur of Shelet Shalom or the Avel for a full 12 months. You know, there was, now, this is a tricky halacha, but like, I'll tell you, you know, Rav Shat, by the way, I meant to mention to you, Fern, you with me, Fern? You know, you asked me a few weeks ago about selling
the mosque.
Yeah. I thought selling a shul and turning it into a mosque. Was that not the question?
That is the question.
Yeah. So I spoke to Rav Schachter about that. He says that he thinks it's very inappropriate to do that. He thought that even if you assume that Islam is not a Avodah Zarah, but it's still like a horrible thing for a Jew to you know, the Chas V'Shalom convert to Islam. So he felt like turning it into a mosque, he felt is like the way I understood him, like the four categories of things you're not allowed to do with a shul. Like I can't turn the shul into a toilet, you know, something like that. So turning it into a mosque, he thought it was like it was the equivalent, and you shouldn't do that. Now,
okay, thank you. Considered a Yerida and Kedusha? Obviously,
it's a disgrace for the shul, the whole thing, and also lechore, it violates the din of what you're obligated to be mechabed the makom. Okay, now.
Thank you.
I can't hear you. Daniel, you're coming in because when you get here, I can't hear you clearly, Daniel. Wait, are you coming in now?
All right. I'm about 20 minutes away, but I said if a Jew is allowed to pray in a mosque, why would you compare it to a bathroom? Chas v'shalom.
Yeah, because he's saying like this, that like it's a place that's designated for their worship, and their worship is not the way we worship. So it's a terrible design that the shul, right?
But we agree it's monotheism, and they pray to the same God. Yeah. Are they
all right? This is what Rav Shach said to me. Now, with Shilat Shalom. So I'll tell you, this. Recently, Rav Shatter felt Shilat Shalom, the Easter is just to say Shalom Aleichem, felt. But there was another Rosh Yeshiva, like, I don't know, he asked me something like I don't know, I would see him, blah, 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 when I was in Avelos, and then after the 12 months were over, he said, are you finished with 12 months? He says, I said, how are you doing? I said, now you ask me this whole thing. Anyway, but he felt obviously that just to say how are you, things like that, it sounds like he felt that was like, okay. So, all right, any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody? Did I lose everybody?
Okay, so the shalom for the menuda, the mitzora, and the avel is a no.
Wait. We said for the avel, there's an Easter of Shilat Shalom that we clearly said. Then we said, and then menuda, we weren't able to.
Unclear.
And then the mitzora we said is Aser b'Shilat Shalom, right?
Right. Okay.
Right.
So the minuta is questionable. The other two are no. Nay.
Right. Okay. Let's go on. Now, here's a somewhat famous halakha on the 15th line. Avela Shurbit Divrei Torah. Now, wait, it's one thing. It's something I want to mention earlier, but I went past it. Okay. Now, Avela Shurbit Divrei Torah. You know, the Tosfos points out, the second Tosfos points out, yeah. So, you know, earlier we had second Tosfos. Earlier we had, so it should be Mitzorah Ma'obat Tifat Arosh. So, remember we said, is a Mitzorah Chayim and a Tifat Arosh? So the Gemara says, it says, Va'al Safam Yateh. So we said that he's Chayim Ma'obat Tifat Arosh. And then, so Tosfos says that seems to be a steerer between where it doesn't hold, like what Rav Papa says, because, said Muki Rosho Yefarua Akum to Vasudra. And he says, in other words, Rosho Yefarua is the Tifara Rosh was the Asafam Yateh, But 1 second, let me be back. 1 second, let me take a look. Wait, 1 second, 1 second. So this was 6 lines of over it got wide. And then Rav Yosef said later on, all right, I'm going to have to put this aside. All right, let me move on. Now, now the Gemara says, Avela Surbi Dibre Torah. This is around the 10th wide line. Avela Surbi Dibre Torah means Kamar Afani Cheskel Dom. Is prohibited in Dibre Torah because we see that that Hashem says to Cheskel, Hanek Dom, like grieve in silence. The Gemara says the silence is the words of Torah. He says, Menuda Ma'u with Dibre Torah. What about a person who's a Nidui? Is he allowed to study Dibre Torah? So Amrav Yosef, Tashma, Menuda Shoneva Shonin Lo. The Bryson says, Menuda can study and people can teach him. He says, Niskar Veniskaran Lo. He can be hired out for work, and or other people can be hired out to work for him. Mukram Lo Shonin Lo Shonin Lo. So this is what Gemara is going to have sugis about this. It's like different stages. You graduate, you start off a nidui, and then you can develop to be a person with cheirim. So cheirim is worse. So mukram lo shonim lo shonim lo. Mukram is not allowed to study Torah, and people can't teach him. Lo niskar lo niskar lo. He can't work for others, and others can't work for him. Aval shonehu laatmo shelo yafsik limudo. So, I'm sorry, lo shonev lo shonev lo. This mukram can't, shonev means he can't teach. He can't teach, and those people can't teach him, but he can study by himself. So you have secretly mudo. He shouldn't interrupt his learning. Now, we said he can't work. What's he going to do? He can make a small chanut for his parnasa, do the minimum. But I'm a Rav. Rav explains the braisa, zibuni maya bapakta daravot. He can sell like water in Pachad Aravot, this place that's near Aravot, or the valley of Aravot, means it's like just barely to get by. So Shmamina. So from that Braisa, so we said, what's the din Menuda with Dibre Torah? So it seems like the Menuda is basically not, cannot, except he, for himself, he could do a little bit, but otherwise, wait, let me see. Menuda is Shona Mishonin Lo. You're right. The Menuda can, right. The Menuda can teach Torah and people can teach him. 100% correct. Okay. Now,
how do you get to go from a menuda to a cheirim person?
Yeah, so I think if he doesn't like, if he's placed a nidui, he's not following what the Bezdin says. So I think eventually, if he doesn't follow, we're going to have it in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to spell it all out. So I think eventually he then moves up a notch and they place him with cheirim. I mean, cheirim you hear all the time in news and things like that. Let me see what he says here. One second. Yeah, he says, yeah, according to Rashi, explained by Rabbi Sal Bronchberg, supposedly after the sinners incurred this is footnote 40, 230-day nidui bans. In other words, they put him in nidui for 30 days, then he didn't comply, another 30 days, and then that's it. According to Rashi, Savyad means 3 nidui bans, but we'll see it. It's on Daf Yud Zion. So today's Tet Bav, So on Shabbos, Shabbos is daf. We'll have the din about the cheirim. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So, okay, now mitzora ma'o with divrei Torah. What about a mitzora? Can he study divrei Torah? So Tashma, v'hodatam l'vanecha b'nei banecha yom ashramanecha l'shemotecha b'chorev. You'll transmit to your children and your grandchildren the day that you stood before Hashem in Har Sinai. Malahalan be'ema be'yira b'retid v'zeah, just like over there, it was with tremendous fear, awe, trembling, and like, I don't know, like perspiring. He says, so too, and it's like as if there's like some missing, because they have the same b'rais, I think, in Brachot, and there it says, so too, when you learn Torah, it should be be'ema be'yira b'rei v'zeah, that whenever you study Torah, he says, mikan amru, so from here, Chazal teach us, Hazavin Mamatsuranu Bo'anido Mutaran the Korpa Torah Beam of Tuvim, that a person says, it means these Tumim people, the Tuma had nothing to do with a lack of Ema and Yira and Reta and Zeya. So a person says, Zav or Mitzora, he's a bowl nido, and he can observe from the din of nida. They're nevertheless allowed to study Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim. Lishnopa Medrash, Ubashas, they can study Midrashim, they can study the Shishta Starim of Mishnayot, Palachot Vagadot, they can study Halacha and Agadato. Ubali Keri in Asurim. But a person's Ubal Keri is not allowed to study Torah. I mean, that was the din at one point in time, because we view his status as coming about through like levity and lack of Ema and Yira. So he can. Says, so Shmamina. So from here, so we said, what's the Mitzorah with Divrei Torah? So it's apparent the Mitzorah has no prohibition against studying Divrei Torah. If you look at the last Rashi, it's Bali Karen Asurin Lapisha Balahem Mahmat Simcha Bekalit Rosh Baleka Ema. Words that they're not, you know, approaching things with the proper Ema. That's what he says. Okay, now, again, we're eight lines from the bottom, and I have to keep moving because I don't want to fall behind schedule. He says, Avel Asur B'tzech Boset, an Avel is prohibited in laundering his clothes or her clothes. Remember, there's an incident in the VM with Amnon rapes Tamar. They're both the children of David HaMelech, and one was from Yifat Toar. And then a different son, Avshalom, kills Amnon. And then Avshalom has to flee from David HaMelech, and he's in sort of Galus. And then Yoav comes, and he sees David HaMelech is upset about Avshalom being off the side. So he tells this woman to, you know, disguise herself and come up with a story which is going to be similar to Absalom's story. So he says, "Vayishlachu up to Koam." Yoav says Koam is a place. Like, "Kach mishal mishafa chamam." Vayomer lehitablina. I want you to comport yourself as if you're an avelus. V'livchina big day evil. You wear the begadim that an avel wears. And don't anoint yourself with oil. And you'll comport yourself like a woman who's an avelus for a dead person for a long time. So from the fact that it says livshina big day evil, you're going to wear like these dirty clothes like an avelus. So the implication of the pasuk is that an avel can't launder their clothes. Now, menuda mitzorayin ma'him betiklosah. What about the menuda and the mitzor? What are they? What's it doing with them by washing clothes? So Tashma, Menudim Sarayim, Asrun L'Saper L'Chabes, Shmamina. So here we have the Bryce. So the Bryce says, a person's in Menuda, where he's Mitzora, he's not allowed to get a haircut or to launder their clothes. Okay, Shmamina. Okay, let me pause for 30 seconds. Any questions?
Yeah, what do we have with the Avel for learning?
An Avel cannot study Torah, we said. In other words,
you have an Avelus minion, and they're learning Torah between Mincha Meira.
That's definitely an issue. The Avel is allowed to study Hilchos Avelus and things like that. He can study Hilchos Avelus and things that deal with Avelus, like the sugyas we're going through now. The Avel can study that. So the only thing I could say, between Mincha Meira, typically they do learn Mishnayot. And the Mishnah learned Le'ilui, the Sham of the person of the Niftar. So the only thing I could say is I assume that it's being done, you know, for Le'ilui, the person who's Niftar. Now the Avil is sitting there, but you're right. Otherwise, the Avil should not be studying Torah. I don't know how to reconcile the fact that the Mishnah are taught in a Shiva. But the only thing I could say is it's being done Le'ilui, the Sham of the Niftar, but really it's not. But. Yeah, so right. So Yosef is saying that at a funeral, like in the Hesped, you would do it. The only thing is the Hesped is really before the Shiva begins.
Still
an
Aninus, right?
Right. So at that point, the person is an Onain, and he's not Chayiv in the Dinim of Avelus at that point in time. But the, you know, in the past, I did speak in the past, you know, at some Shiva Minyanim, and I would do some Dinim of Avelus, but then, you know, if they're doing the Mishnayot, I've done that as well. So I have to find out what the heter is to do that. I do remember it being discussed in Shir, but I don't know what the answer is. Okay, let me go further.
Sometimes it's for the benefit of others, and the others can
I think we got that covered. Okay, let's take.
Robert, when you mentioned safam, does it not mean mouth? The sentence, but it's safam.
Yeah, asfam, it means like the lips. That's what we think. Okay.
But I remember at the time of Quran that they were referring to that as the mask that you cover your.
All right. Let's keep moving now. Let's take a look. We're three lines from the bottom on Tefav and Aleph. Okay, 15a. So Avel chayav kriya, and Avel is chayav zu kriya to rend the garment. He says the kamalui rachman of the ve'aron, because Shem says to the sons of Aaron, Nadav of Yudai, lo tifromu. In other words, in your case, I don't want you to do avelus like other people do avelus, but I don't want you to rend your garment. So mechal the kliyam mechayvi. So from there we can deduce that everybody else is chayav. I think there's a question of halacha where the kriya is an obligation. I think let me take a look quickly here. One second. Okay. Just one second. Right. So the Shach says that the chiyuv of kriya is a drabanan. So Shach learns that the obligation to kriya is really midrabanan, but ba'asbechu akra, but the pasuk is the support for it. But really, it's a din drabanan, the kriya. Okay, so Avel Chayav the Kriya. So with the Kriya, so the way this works is that Api Alacha, when you hear about the death, that's when you have to do Kriya. And if it's for your parents, so you're Chayav to do all your begadim, Ad Shigala Libo. But I spoke about this, the Parsha class, but there's an exception for Afar Keset. So Afar Keset is machlok in the poskim, whether Afar Keset is the Beged Azeh or the Beged HaElyon. Is it the undergarment or is it the outer garment? So we're making it like both ways. In other words, you don't do Kriya, but you won't rip your undershirt, but if you won't rip your outdoor coat. You won't do that either. The jacket you do. So the jacket you do... Ashkenazim do it. The jacket you do and the shirt you do. Now, with the today, usually the rabbis do the kriya. The rabbis will start off the kriya with a little bit of a knife, and the person has to do kriya with his hands, and they'll usually do it right before they go into the the room where the hespedim are being said, and right before that. So they'll have the avelim say the ana emes, and then do the kriya, and that way it's like everything could be a little more mesudar that way. Let's see back in the Gemara.
When they lower the body, the ground. So that's shakimum.
And when in the cemetery, that's when the Sfarim do it. Okay. So that's what Dana says they do. The Sfarim do it in the cemetery. Okay, let's take it back on the Gemara. So menudim are with Kriya. What about a menudim? Is he chayvin Kriya? What is the teku? The Tzora Ma'u B'Kriya, what about the Tzora? Is he Chayav in Kriya? And I have to put a pause on questions. I got to pick up the speed. I'm sorry. So, the Tzora Ma'u B'Kriya, so Tashma B'Gadav Yufrumim. Says the Pasuk says his garments, the Tzora, should be ripped. Shimukurayin, Shvaminaz. That's pretty straightforward. Now, Avel, Chayav, different thing. Avel Chayav B'Kriya Amita. When Avel is Chayav B'Kriya Amita, so Bezman Chazal, they would flip over the beds. So the beds then were a little different than our beds. But they would flip over the beds. We don't do this anymore, though I think some people say that the fact that we cover the mirrors is connected to this. We'll see in a minute. He says, Avel Chayav Kfir Amita, the Tani Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara says the following, Bryce said on the top line on Amud Beis, Mut Yukni Natatiba, Hashem is speaking. He says, I gave my image in the middle. It was a man is created by Tzalem Elokim. He says, Uvaroteim Hafachtia. He says, because of the Rave Road, I've like, flipped it over. In other words, I've taken the life away from the person. In other words, I gave him Selim Elokim, but they did Aveirot, so now the life is being taken away from them. Kufumi Toteim Aleha. I want you to flip your beds for it. So it means, like, flipping over the bed reminds you that, like, everything has gotten flipped over between life and death with the thing. So someone to say that... the bed is where they would sit, they would lie down. So we want the Avel always to be reminded about this. I think they say that like the mirror like shows like the whole like image of the person. So that's why you cover it. In other words, like everything's been changed now that the person's not alive anymore. All right, let's take a look. And I think Rav Lerner mentioned something about the mirror with the image of the person. Okay. So Okay, the second line. Now, menuda mitzora mahi b'kfira mita. What about a menuda and a mitzora? What's it done with them with kfira mita? So take it. That went out with the resolve. Now, avil astur b'asiyat malacha. Now, actually, this whole thing is spelled out in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shinpei in Yoredeya. So there the Machaber lists, let me see, he lists, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and maybe 14. Anyway, so the Machaber list in Siman Shinpei, Sibala, according to my calculation, 14 items that Navil is prohibited in. So let's take a look. So he says here, Abel Asher Basim Lachan, Abel is not allowed to engage in work. The Thiba Fahticha Dilichem La Abel, I will turn their holidays into Avelos. Ma Chag Asher Basim Lacha, just like Chag, holiday is prohibited in Malacha, Av Abel Asher Basim Lacha. So Abel is also Asher Basim Lacha. Again, all these dinim are really dinim derabanan, and the psukim are asmata for them. The idea is we want the person to focus on the morning, not focus on his work. He says, "Menuda ma'u ba'asiyah malacha." What about menuda? What's he in terms of ba'asiyah malacha? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma Shamru Asur ba'asiyah malacha. Now here again, we're going back. Rav Yosef is bringing back. You see, I have to take up you on the side with Tanis Yudgimel. We're going back to Tanis with the fast. So after the 13th fast, you know, they're waiting for the rain. So Shamru Asur ba'asiyah malacha. They said, remember, it got more and more stringent each time with different fasts. Shamru Asur ba'asiyah malacha. You can't do malacha. They only said only during the day you can't do malacha. This is talking about with the fast for the rain. But at night you could. And the similar halacha you find by the menuda and by the avel. My love, akulu. Now, when it says the brisa miss other things other than malacha, so he says, my love, akulu. Is it not saying that the avel and the menuda, they're prohibited in everything that's set forth in the Mishnah after the fast? So that would include asiyah malacha, lo ashara. No, it could be the other things that are mentioned there in the brisa, and not the malacha. So we're not able to, or we haven't been able to tease out what the din is by the menuda with the malacha. So tashma. So now we quote the brisa that we quoted above. Menuda shona v'shonin lo. Menuda is not to teach Torah, and we can teach Torah to the menuda. Niskar v'niskarin lo. He could be hired out to work, and other people could work for him. Shmamina. So then we see that a menuda is allowed to do malacha. So the menuda is easier than a chart would help with this. But okay, so Yosef says there's a chart in the arts well as a chart. Okay, so the menuda can do work. Now mitzora ma'ubasiya malacha. What about the mitzora? So the more says teku. All right. Now avel asur b'ruchitza. An avel is prohibited in bathing. He says dechtiv v'al tasuchi shaman. He says, don't anoint yourself with oil. This is with the incident with Yoav, with that Isha Tkoit that was, you know, coming to the, like, put on a ruse before David HaMelech. Rechitza b'chal sicha. Rechitza is included in sicha. Okay. Menuda ma'u b'rechitza. What about a menuda? Is he allowed to bathe himself? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. So again, Rav Yosef goes back to the Brisa with the Tanis. He says, Shamru astur b'rechitza. Well, they said, you're not allowed to be rochets. Lo amru ila kol gupo. They only said your whole body can't be rochets. I think it means on the fast. About panav yada braga mutar, but the face, the hands, and the feet good. V'chena tamosei b'menuda uba avel. And similarly, fine by the menuda and the avel. My lava kulu. So it's not talking about everything. So it doesn't mention just rochitza. It means the A, B, C, D, and E, and it mentions rochitza. So we think the menuda and the avel is also included with everything. Lo asha'ara. Menuda and avel may not be obligated to rochitza. We said already the avil is, but menuda we don't know. So it's not mufrach from there. So mitzora ma'uba rechitza. What about the mitzora ba'rechitza? So take it. The Gemara is not able to resolve that. Okay, now avil asur b'dina sandal. An avil is not allowed to wear his shoes. Means the commonly rachman of the Yechezkel, because Hashem said to Yechezkel, "Una alecha tasim b'raglecha." It was again. We've been through this pasuk before. It was you're going to be an avelus, but I don't want you to do avelus like everybody else does it. So you wear shoes. From there, we can see everybody else is prohibited from wearing shoes. Then again, with avelus today, so the obligation to change into shoes is only after the kavura, or to from shoes is only after the kavura. Sometimes some people, like they're at the basic pharos, they'll change right there. Sometimes people will change in the vehicle going home, you know, or or maybe when they get home they'll change. You know, those are the different. It's so that technically would be the place to change at the cemetery. So let's take a look now. Now, Menuda, what if Menuda is he allowed to wear leather shoes? So he says, Amar of Yosef Tashma. So again, we're going back to the same braisa. It says, Shamru Asribin on a sandal. And he said, you're not allowed. Again, this is for the fast. You know, for the fast got more and more stringent, you know, with the 13 fast. So when Shamru Asribin on a sandal, not to wear shoes, Lo Amru Elabir, that's only in the city of Abu Dharak Mutar. If you're walking between cities, then you could. Haketzad, Yatzal the Derech Noel. If he goes out for the Derech, he'll put shoes on. Nifnas the year, cholates. When he enters the city, he'll take the shoes off. But Sina Tamas say Menuda v'Abel. You see the same thing by the Menuda and the Abel. So my Lavaku, is it not the Menuda and Abel are obligated with all the Yisur and the people with the fasting? Lo, Ashar, it could be the other things, not that. Now, Mitzor Amahu Benin Lasandal, what's the Mitzor and Lasandal take? The Gemara isn't able to resolve that. Now, Abel is Surbatash Mishamita, and Abel is not allowed to have intimate relations with his wife. Or husband, or the other way, the thief. Vayinachem David Batsheva. This is after. Remember David Batsheva. Remember they had a child, and the child died. It was after, you know, David had his relations with Batsheva, and then the whole thing with Natan and Navi. Anyway, so Vayinachem David Batsheva. Then after the avelus for the child, so David gets up from avelus and he comforts Batsheva Ishtarom by avoila. He has relations with her. My father being Karasur. So apparently, initially, he couldn't when he was in avelus. Menuda ma'o b'tashmi shemita. What about the menuda? Is he allowed to have tashmi shemita? So Amar of Yosef Tashma, kol tan shanim shayusob b'midbar, will use the klaisur in the midbar. So after the meraglim, after the Jews committed there with the meraglim, Hashem says, you know, they were there 40 days. You're going to be there 40 years. So Chazal teach us it's like klaisur were like in a state of nidui. And remember, we learned in the Gemara in the end of Maseches Tanis that Hashem didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu until after that whole generation died off, or he didn't speak to him with the same ahava, the same way, but they were in a sin in Idui. So he says, Kotan Shana Shayusam Bidbar, Menudim Ayum, they were in a sin in Idui, Hashem Shumi Tatem, but they had relations with their wives, because the kids are born and everything else. That seems to prove that a Menuda is allowed to have relations with the wife. So Amar Le'Abayis, the Abayis is Rav Yosef, Bidil Menudim Shamayim Shani Dekil. Maybe Menudim Shamayim is more lenient. Now, this is different than what we said earlier. There's maybe Menuda here can, but Menuda Shema could. So kill Bahamri Chamir. But what do you mean? A minute ago, earlier on Amud Aleph, you said that Menuda Shemaim is more Chamor. We spoke about, I think, Atif at Arosh. And we spoke about, what else did we speak about Menuda Shemaim? We had another halacha. Was, well, certainly a Shalom, is it? What line is that? Anyway, certainly a keep it a road. All right, we'll see. Anyway, or Yosef says it's Shalom, but I'm not sure. So he says here, so Vamni Chamir, so the Gemara says, Sipuki Misapkali. In other words, Abaye wasn't sure whether Menuda Shemaim is more lenient or more chamor than Menuda from a Bezdin. On the one hand, you can say it's more chamor, like the Menuda Shalom is coming with Din. On the other hand, you can say like a more rachamim in Shemaim. So he says, Zil hach kamar chilei. So in each instance, if you try to bring a proof one way, he deflects it the other way. So where it was leading to a result that you'd have to do a tifa d'arosh, so there it's a chumrah. So he says, maybe that's more chamor. Over here, he's teaching that they had kula, they could have tashmish, but maybe it's more kula that way. Okay, mitzora ma'u b'tashmish. In which way? There's the wide lines? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, Sheila Shalom. Okay, so Yosef says it's Sheila Shalom. That's it. Okay, now let's get back on the Gemara. So now, okay, 11%. Now, we do Mitzor. Now, Mitzor Ma'o B'Tashmi Shemitah. What's the din of Mitzor by Tashmi Shemitah? Tashma D'Tani V'Shami Chutzlo Halo, that he, the Mitzor, should dwell outside his tent. Shehei Kemenudu Cha'avel, he says, this is part of a Braisa. He's like a Menuda and like an Avel. But Asur B'Tashmi Shemitah, he's prohibited in Tashmish Shemitah. That's the Mitzorah. Bein Alo Ala Ishto. Alo refers to his wife. Shenemar Lechem Or Lechem Shulacham Lo Lechem. After Matan Torah, they couldn't have relations with their wife before Matan Torah. Then after Matan Torah, Hashem says to Moshe, tell them to go back to their tents, meet their wives. Shmamina. So from here, I see Mefurash that a Mitzorah is not allowed to have Tashmish Shemitah. So Benifshut Nami Lemenuda. So why can't we extrapolate here also for the Menuda? Because it says that he's like the Menuda on the Avel, and we didn't know what to do with the Menuda. So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Pinchas, Rav Yosef, Mikatani Sha'asur, did the Brisa say Sha'asur? The Brisa says, Sheyehet Menucha Avel, the Asur B'tashmi Shemitah. It doesn't say Sha'asur B'tashmi Shemitah, that the Menuda and the Avel are probably B'tashmi Shemitah. It says he's like the Menuda Abel and Va'asur B'tashmi Shemitah. It could be the other things he's like in the Abel, but Asher not be B'tashmi Shemitah. He's also forbidden B'tashmi Shemitah. So it's not Muchrach that the Menuda is Asher B'tashmi Shemitah. Now, Avel in a Mishleif Korbanotav, and Avel can't send Korbanot to the base of Mikdash. The Tani Rav Shimon Omer, Shlamim. There was the Korban called Shlamim. He says, Bizman Shuhu Shalem, Blows Man Shu Onein. Person who's Shalem, like Shalem meaning he's not like all engrossed with his avelus, then he can bring the korban. Otherwise, if he's so fatumult with this, he can't. He says, "Menuda mal shishlach korbanotav." What about a menuda? Can a menuda send korbanos to the base of mikdash? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, with Hashanah she used to the midbar menuda mayu shalchu korbanotayim. When Klai was in the midbar, they brought korban out, but they were still in a state of need doing. So Amar Le Abaye, if you do menuda shemayim shani to kill. Maybe from that case you can't prove because that's more lenient. It was menuda shemayim. Kiel va'amir chamir, but what do you mean? You said on Amud Aleph, it's more chamur, like we said by Atifa Rosh and Shelet Shalom, so maybe it's more chamur, we can prove regular. Sipukim misapkele, meaning Abai was misupak, whether menudah l'makom is more stringent or more lenient than a regular nidui. Umarchile, and he's docha, the situation, whatever the situation is, so if it's something that could be stringency, he says, oh, that they can't do this way, and if it's a leniency, he does it the other way. Now, Mitzorah Moshe Shlach Korbanotav. Now Mitzorah, can he send Korbanos to the base of Mikdash? So Tashma Datanya. Now we have these Psukim in Yechezkel, and they're confusing Psukim. The Gemara initially thinks that the Pasuk that's in Yechezkel is talking about three different things. It says Va'acharei Torato. It says after he the Kohen becomes Tahor. So the Gemara explains Achar Prishto Menameh. In other words, after he separates from a dead person, he's going through a Tahara process. He says Shivat Yamim Yisbrulo, he'll count 7 days, Elu Shivat Yamim Yisviro. So here the Gemara assumes that should the 7 days a person has with a mace, but it wouldn't say the Yisbrulo, you don't count the days per se, but it would say like you get sprinkled with the, you know, the ashes of the, with the Paraduma. So the words Yisviro Yisbrulo, it's in the Pasuk, we think are referring to the 7 days that a Mitzora counts as part of his Tara process. So the Pasuk, he's talking about a coin who was Tmei Meis, and a coin who was Mitzora. And then it says, V'yom bo'ol ha'kodesh l'chatzir ha'pinimit l'sharei b'kodesh yekriv chatzitoh. When he comes to the Kodesh, he'll bring his chatzitoh, the top line of Kedzayim and Aleph. Zu asrini fashal de Rebbe Yehuda. The third thing, he's talking about the minchas chinuch, the coin when he begins to do his first avodah, he does that. That's not the raya, but here's the key. Reb Shimon Omer, again, the issue we were in is, Can a Mitzora send Korbano? Reb Shimon Omer, now this should be Uviyom Bo'o, and he corrects it somewhere on the side, I think. Yeah, Uviyom Bo'o, Yakriv, Bizvan Shirulabia, Rui Lakrava. So that's the drasha. When he's Ru'i to come into the base of Mikdash, he's Ru'i to bring Korbano. Bizvan Shirin Rui Labia, there's no way that he could walk into the base of Mikdash, Ainu Rui Lakrava. He's not Rui Lakrava. So that would mean the Mitzora cannot bring Corbano. That would mean that way. Okay, let's pause for 1 minute and take some questions.
What Hashem told Yechezkel, while we're not learning that this is the halakhot, he gave it as an example, so we learn for other people. I mean, that our logic comes and says that he told him, tell you it's opposite of other people.
Yeah, but no, he says in the Pasuk, he says, I don't want you, you're not going to sit Avelus like other people do. Your Avelus is not going to be like other people's Avelus. Okay, Daniel asked the Pasuk from Yechezkel. So he said, well, how do you know it's the opposite? So the Pasuk says, you're not going to sit like the regular Avelus. So what's up? We said, yeah, but you're right about that. You're right about that. Let's take a look. One second. Right. Remember, it was Machloka Tanaim. Remember? Machloka Tanaim. So everybody agrees that during the Tara process, he cannot have relations. But then when he's Tameh, there was Machloka Tanaim, whether he could or couldn't. So. Well, it would be Talui without Machloket. In other words, if it's via, everybody agrees the Pasuk is talking about the Tara process. Via Shamichus Lohalo is only part of the Tara process, whether it's the other thing or not. Okay, so Yosef was saying with the Mitzora, is he allowed to have relations with his wife when he's not going through this Tara process? So he said it's Machloket tonight. Okay, I gotta go. I'm sorry, I gotta go. Okay, nice having everybody.
Thank you, Shabbos.
So let me just end the recording. One second. Let me go back and end the recording. One minute. Let me get back to this.
Stay on for a minute, Fern. I have two questions.
One second. I can't get this thing. Close this. Oh, here we go. Okay, one second.